Andrew Jackson and His Presidency by
Camilla,
Kieran,
Sarah,
Sadie,
Lily,
and Celie. Andrew Jackson was born in 1767 in the Carolinas. Many believe Andrew Jackson became interested in politics when he was young as a result of the British-imposed quartering acts.
Hello, I'm a soldier. You must let me into your home because of the quartering act.
No!
I'll hurt you if you don't let me in.
No! Ow, my face!
Jackson was known to push limits, a trait that stayed with him throughout his life and became especially prevalent during his presidency.
Jackson's presidential runs were caused by a number of factors. After becoming a major general and his triumph at the Battle of New Orleans in 1815, he became popular. He realized this and decided to run for president.
I fought for you as a general, and I'll fight for you, the common man, as your president. The decisions shouldn't all be in the hands of the rich.
Ignore him! Vote for me!
Don't vote for him! His mom's a prostitute.
He used mudslinging and the common man appeal, along with stump campaigning, to make him seem even more like the average person.
When Andrew Jackson lost the presidential race to John Quincy Adams in 1824, his supporters claimed that Adams was running a corrupt bargain.
That's unfair. Adams only won because he's friends with Congressman Clay. That's why Clay's becoming the Secretary of Treasury.
Jackson won the popular vote, but not by enough, so Congress chose the winner. And they chose Adams because he made a corrupt bargain with Clay.
In 1828, Jackson ran for president again after his loss 4 years before. He won against Adams by an electoral vote of 178 to 83.
In 1830, Andrew Jackson signed the Indian Removal Act. This act is one of the largest decisions of his presidency. He gave the Cherokee, Seminole, Chickasaw, Creek, and Choctaw Native Americans 1 year to move to Oklahoma.
We don't want to move.
Too bad. I'm sending 7,000 troops.
Over 4,000 natives died on the trail.
Jackson's such an ass.
Beep!
It's like he doesn't follow any sort of party.
Yeah, that's because he created the Jacksonian democracy. This new way of democracy is still used in the 21st century, but not all of his changes were for the better. He is the reason Native Americans live on reservations today. He was also the reason for the fall of the National Bank. After his presidency, Jackson remained in politics, giving advice to his successor, Martin Van Buren. Eventually, old age and three bullets caught up with him, and Jackson died at the Hermitage on June 8, 1845, and was buried in his garden next to his wife, Rachel.
Hell cannot hold me. Heaven cannot bear me. I shall return to kill again.